All right. Everybody go ahead and stand up with me. And those of you that are viewing us through live streaming, I don't like to assume anything. Sometimes we do, but I don't like to assume anything. I like to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to when we present the gospel, even though sometimes we don't preach per se salvation message, but I always want to give people opportunity to get saved, get healed, and all those things, because healing is always available, getting born again is always available, getting filled with the Holy Spirit always available. And so I don't want to take any of those things lightly, because I want to be a good steward of the gospel. I want to be a good steward of when I minister the word. I want to be a good steward in following what need to be followed. Listen to the Holy Spirit. So if you're in the audience, if you're here, and you're viewing us by live streaming tonight, and you're never giving your heart to Jesus, we talked about Zoe life. We talked about the God kind of life. And Romans 10, 9, and 10, if we've said it so many times, because that's the way it happens. That's the way we get into Christ. And it said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has what? Raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, not with the mind, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And Jesus done all the hard work. And saints and believers have been praying for you to make that decision. So you just have to learn how to receive. And when you know you need something, if you're hungry, your body tells you, I need some food. You're lost, your lost spirit is telling you, I need life. Oh, yeah. So tonight, will you accept Jesus? Will you make him your Lord? So we're going to pray with you, help you. And sometimes you have not been to church or been around much teaching, and don't, you know, some people know all the clicks. You know the right words to say and never do them. But anyway, we will help you so you can make that decision. Amen. Because just as sure as you do it, you are born again. You may not know all what happened to you, but a change will take place right inside of you, down in your belly. A change will take place. Amen. That old dead weight, that old dead man will leave. And a lost man will leave and a new man will come inside of you. So say, Lord Jesus, I believe the good news I heard of your death, burial, and resurrection. Tonight, Lord, I need that life. I need you. So I repent. I turn from my ways. And I turn to you. And I said, Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. I receive you right now. I make you my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me your life. I'm in the family now. I'm born again. And I thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may be filled to overflowing. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm going to pray over the offering now. Father, thank you so much for your people. You tell us over and over in your word, you makes it plain to us that you loves a cheerful giver. You take pleasure in. Now, as we come together, You told us in your word that as long as we are on this earth, there will always be seed time and harvest. That means we bring a seed, we sow it. We release our faith in our sowing. We receive the increase from our sowing. That means there's a harvest coming to us. That you supply all our need. We'll never come up short. Every time there's a need, there's a supply there. And we thank you, Lord. We sow it, we believe you, and we receive it, and we thank you that you cause us in following these rules and following these guidelines and following this walk of faith, we always living in the overflow, more than enough. More than enough, not just enough, but more than enough. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that this is happening to us. We've been redeemed from poverty, lack, and all those things, and we will not tolerate that in our lives. That's why we bring our seed. That's why we receive freely. That's why we rejoice. Before our eyes see it, before it manifests before us where we can put our hand on it, we rejoice because we believe we receive the increase from our giving. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. And by the way, any of you made a decision to receive Jesus, whether we're live stream on while you're watching us by live stream, you please contact us by calling this number at this church. And what is all this other? Well, let me see, is it up here? Amen. Amen. Contact us at 662-3613-9787. You can call that number. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 411. And that zip code is 38851. Or you could call me on my cell phone at 662-448-0049. I got time for you if you want to know Jesus. I got time. I am not too busy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Did you get help tonight? Thank you. Have a great evening.